This is 8 Minutes of Awesome. I'm Jennifer Lipsky. Joining me now is Jerome Braggs, a spiritual life coach, a business mentor, and a mystic intuitive based in Oklahoma City. Hello, Jerome.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor, and I'm looking forward to connecting.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know, Jerome, you have dedicated yourself to helping others to live each day vibrantly. And I'd like to know what has drawn you to this path.
Well, you know, the work I do today really started after I had two near-death experiences. One in 2004, when I checked into the hospital with what I thought was the flu, and ended up being diagnosed with kidney failure, pneumonia, pancreatitis, anemia, 20 pounds overload of fluid on my body, a fluid-packed lung, and just in case all of that wasn't delicious enough, AIDS. And I was given at that time 7 days to live. And I had the kind of big, you know, end-of-life moment as they left me to get my affairs in order, so left me in the hospital room, in the emergency room. And I had that moment where I asked myself some questions, and usually these are kind of the questions we are faced with at the end of our lives, if we have the opportunity to do that. And the questions were, was I happy with the life that I had lived? That was the first one. Was I happy with the person that I was in my life? You know, who I was being, was I happy with that? And did I feel like I had done what I really came to do? And there was another one. And had I really, like, did the people that I loved in my life, did they know how I really felt about them? Like, was I getting ready to go, leaving some things unsaid? And as I began to go through the questions, I realized that my answer to all of them was no. Like, I hadn't lived, was not really happy with how I had lived, because I didn't feel like I had lived my dreams well. I didn't think that I wasn't happy with who I was being, because I felt ashamed of myself. There were some parts of me that didn't love myself. And I wasn't, like, ready to go. You know, I had a book I wanted to write. I had songs I wanted to sing. I wasn't ready to go. And so I made the decision at that time that I had already been a student of the law of attraction. I had already known about the mind-body-spirit connection. I was young. I was 24 years old. But I had this kind of, I was on this path already, and I had been using it to, like, you know, get $5 to eat when I was broke and didn't have any money, or to get a parking space in front of the mall when I was running late, you know, stuff like that. But I knew that if we really could create anything we wanted, and we really were spiritual beings having human experiences, and that we were deserving of a good life, then all of that was going to have to be true for me right then. It was going to have to be miraculously true. Like, if we could create anything, I need to create a miracle. And so I began to throw everything I knew at my situation, the visualization, the affirmation, the meditations, the vegan eating, the energy healing. I mean, just everything that anybody wrote in any book anywhere about how to create something. I did it. And it worked. You know, I was in the hospital for a month. And then 2 months after I got out of the hospital, I was fully recovered. There was no HIV or AIDS in my system anywhere. My kidneys were recovered back, and everything else was back to wholeness. And life was good for me, you know, I thought. Life was good until a year and a half later, I found myself back in that same hospital with the same team of doctors, the exact same diagnosis. And this time I had 48 hours to live. And this time I knew, as I was laying on my deathbed this time, and, you know, my parents were coming in, because I was living in Washington, D.C., and they were in Oklahoma, so they were flying in overnight because they thought I only had 48 hours. And so this time on my deathbed, I asked there was a different question, because I had an awareness this time that if I had created this, you know, if I was back in the same place, the same hospital, almost the exact same hospital bed, with the same diagnosis to the T, that there was something that my soul was trying to get my attention about that I was not listening to. And so I went into meditation, laying there kind of flat, prostrate on the bed, because I was in a lot of pain. And I just said, okay, God, what's going on? Okay, so talk to me. Like, what is it that I need to know that I've been trying not to? That was the question I asked. What is it I need to know that I've been trying not to? And I had this extremely, one of the most mystical experiences I've ever had. The room began to fall away. The room got dark, but it also got very light at the same time. And I started to feel, I couldn't feel where I ended in the room and where like the bed started or anything. I just felt one with everything. And as soon as I felt this oneness, the voice of God spoke, what I call God. And it was a very loving presence. It felt like a feeling more than an audible hearing, but it was also an audible hearing. And it said to me, "Beloved, you know a lot about attracting and manifesting things. You know how to affirm and to visualize and to make things happen, but you don't know shit about how to keep it." And that's about knowing how to love yourself, knowing how to feel worthy, and knowing how to surrender everything else to me. You don't know anything about that, but you're gonna learn. And then the room went back, and then the voice went away. And I knew in that very moment, I had been given the big spiritual practice moment, right? This was the big aha awakening moment. Like God spoke to me and gave me kind of these three principles, these three keys for not just healing my body, but like healing my life, right? But at the same time, I had a decision to make. Like, was I going to follow it? Because the truth was, I was horrified. I didn't know how to love myself. I grew up feeling ashamed of my body, of my sexuality. So when I grew up that way, I didn't know how to fully be myself. So if I didn't know how to fully be myself, how could I love myself? I didn't know how to really feel worthy. You know, I thought I felt worthy, but in truth, it was always the conversation of, well, I'm kind of worthy, but I'll really be worthy when? Like when I lose the weight, or when I get the money, or I get the next degree, or I'll be really worthy of, you know, of good things when that happens. And the last part of it was surrender, you know, learning to really trust that God loves me and that God is always supporting me and that I'm never alone, right, in anything. And growing up an only child, and growing up an only child with a secret, my mind system, the ego mind, if you will, my life at that time was that you are alone. That you can never be fully yourself in a space, and you have to control. So I made the decision though. I knew that either we were gonna take this road or we were gonna check out. Like we were gonna leave this experience. And so I made the decision then that I was gonna commit my life to fully embodying those three principles of self-love and acceptance, worthiness, and surrender. And that I didn't want to learn quickly. I wanted to learn deeply because quickly got me back in the hospital. That's where I was there. And so I wanted to learn deeply, and I was going to take the time. I was dedicated to take the time that it was going to take to do this. But at the same time, you know, in this roundabout way to answer your question, I knew that at the same time I made the commitment, there was a deep soul level awareness that I was going to be called to teach it. That once I really learned these and embodied these things, that my life was going to be about me teaching these things. So it took many, many years for me to kind of, there was a lot of, you know, unlearning I had to do, a lot of healing of old stories and messages that I had within me to really understand what self-love looks like, what self-acceptance looks like, and worthiness looks like, and surrender. But when I did, my life just began to transform. Things worked really, really well. And it began to transform into something that was very delicious to me, fulfilling to me, expansive of me, expressive of who I really was. And not just my body miraculously began to heal again, right? Not just that, but that my life began to transform into something that was totally unrecognizable. Something at a level that I hardly even knew was possible. And so I knew then when I did that, I've learned something. about how we can create delicious lives, how we can create lives that are aligned with and nourishing to our souls, and how we can begin to turn everything around from things not working well, from everything's going right for me. So I began to build my work around that. I knew I had a message, which was when we learn to be happy and feel worthy and whole and live from our soul, everything works out, and it works out miraculously. So that is kind of why I do what I do today, because it's the journey that I myself went on and that I know that works, that I know can turn unfulfilling relationships into deeply satisfying, loving ones, that I know that can turn unhealthy bodies into well, vibrant, thriving vessels of the divine within, that I know that dreams can manifest dreams and achieve goals and desires, and can be a walking miracle and an experience of the divine. You know, not just that things happen, but my relationship and my understanding and my experience mystically with the divine is way more than I ever knew was possible. Way more than, you know, I used to hear about people having these type of experiences of being like, oh, those are once in a lifetime kind of individuals. But that's how my life is lived today. So that's why I do what I do, and why I'm very adamant about helping people know that when we love and accept ourselves, our lives work really well. And when we don't, they don't. Mm-hmm. And why that's the case. And how do you take your life from where you are and turn it into where you really want to be? You know, there's nothing impossible. Everything is possible once you're connected in your soul and you're coming from a space of loving and accepting yourself.
Jerome Braggs, thank you so much for sharing these beautiful and strong messages. And for anyone who would like to contact Jerome personally, you can do so at his website, jeromebraggs.com, and that's with a double G. Jerome, thank you again.
Thank you so much. This was an honor.
Oh, thank you from me as well.